The State Department announced this week that it has suspended most of its funding to a leading Iraqi opposition group, despite growing demands to expand the war on terrorism to Iraq. The London-based Iraqi National Congress accuses officials in the State Department of being too soft on Saddam Hussein. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to the State Department, an audit of the Iraqi National Congress last year revealed serious financial management weaknesses in accounting for millions of dollars in U.S. aid. The State Department also criticized the INC for failing to come up with viable humanitarian projects or viable television programming for Iraq. The director of the INC Washington office, Entifad Kanbar, believes this is not about finances, but politics.
The fight between us and the State Department is not about accounting, is not about money, is not about books and records. The fight between us and some elements of the State Department is about allowing us to work inside Iraq.
The INC, formed in 1992 after the Gulf War, has counted on support from Congress. Kanbar says the State Department limited the use of U.S. aid and restricted INC operations in Iraq.
Those people want to make us a humanitarian and media aid organization. That is not the purpose of the INC. The INC's only goal in mind is to overthrow Saddam.
He outlines ambitious goals to send operatives to Iraq to gather intelligence information about human rights violations, sanctions busting, and troop movements, and to create a more active opposition force on the ground. The INC is known to talk tough, but skeptics say it's not in a position to topple or replace Saddam Hussein's regime. It's a fractious group that includes Kurdish nationalists as well as monarchists. David Mack of the Middle East Institute says it's a mistake to expect too much from such an organization.
There have been a lot of people who've been very, very frustrated by the standoff between the United States and Iraq over the years. I'm one of those people who's frustrated. And a lot of people have looked for an easy answer. They've looked for a silver bullet.
Mack is a former U.S. diplomat who has long worked with the Iraqi opposition. He thinks Washington should support a wide range of opposition groups, but notes many in Washington fear the INC could drag the United States into war prematurely.
There's been a concern on the part of people in the U.S. government, and not simply the State Department, that INC operatives inside the country would get themselves into trouble, and that the United States would be expected to go in with military force and rescue them. It's obviously not the kind of situation the United States wants to be in, where it is required to decide on military action at a time and place not of its own choosing.
State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says funding will be resumed for the INC as long as accounting standards are met by the end of this month, and he insists the Bush administration will continue its support for other Iraqi opposition groups, adding there's no reason to doubt U.S. resolve to topple Saddam Hussein.
The U.S. effort to support the Iraqi opposition, including the U.S. effort over these many months to work with this group so that they could continue to receive funding, I think that's adequate evidence that regime change is a key component of our policy and one that continues to receive, well, good funding from the State Department.
The INC complaints about the State Department come against the backdrop of a debate within the Bush administration over how to deal with Saddam in the U.S. war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.